The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's good, Podcastville? Thank you for 15 incredible seasons. Big shout out to Sound Reaper Graphics and Blue Canary Auto for 5 years of consistent support of the Bystander Podcast. I am your host, Tiny Tim, coming to you from beautiful Bainbridge Island, Washington, at some generic time in your day. I'm glad you're here. Please be a friend and tell a friend you heard it on the Bystander, and follow us on social media. Now let's get the party started with some intro music from the incredible Leroy Bell. What's good, Podcastville? You found the Bystander Podcast. Today, my guest is John Janow, and we are talking all things giants and trolls. How are you doing today, Don?
I'm doing great, Tim. Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming into the Gloom Tomb and all its mess and remodel. Podcastville, sorry I haven't been around for a while, but life happens, and we are in the middle of a whole new studio remodel, and I hope you have patience, and we look forward to seeing you on YouTube and through audio in the future. Hey, there is a great community art project coming our way from Denmark from a recycle artist named Thomas Dambo. He is set to make trolls and giants in various places across the United States of America, and he is starting first here in Washington on beautiful Bainbridge Island. Don is the point of this project. We have got a bunch of the community behind this project, raising funds for it, and there is a great excitement for these trolls. Don, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Tell me how you came across this project.
Okay, so the project came across my desk or vision, if you would say. I'm a park commissioner for Bainbridge Island Metropolitan Parks and Rec District. And in the fall, we got a phone call from the folks out in Paulsbo. Our executive director, Terry Landy, got a phone call from the folks in Paulsbo, and they were going to put the troll there because that made the natural sense, you know, using the Nordic heritage, it made sense to put it in Paulsbo. For one reason or another, Paulsbo wasn't able to finish that project. And so they called Terry and said, hey, might Bainbridge be interested? At least we can keep one of these trolls here on the Kitsap Peninsula.
Did they start the project over there, or did they just pass on the project altogether?
They passed on the project altogether.
Okay. So the troll has yet to start building? Secrets are coming.
We're going to get there. And so that's where the project actually started. It originated with the Scan Design Foundation over in Seattle, and they had been wanting to bring Thomas Dambo to the United States for a number of years. And it started, I think the conversation with Thomas started pre-COVID, and then, of course, COVID. And so the project got resurrected post-COVID, and here's where we are. And so Parks decided that it would be really awesome to have one of these trolls in one of its parks. They couldn't do all of the attendant work, you know, in the organization, put it all on, but they were happy to host one of these trolls. And so that's where it started.
Awesome. I'm dying to know the site location where the art installment is going to be, but I don't want to give it away And please stay with us, Podcastville. We'll have a part two with Thomas in a few weeks here, talking about the project firsthand. Do you know where the place is? Is it a secret as of now?
It's still a secret as of now.
Let's keep it that way.
Yes, please. That's part of the fun of it all, Tim.
Yes. You guys have to see the pictures. I'll give you a website a little later, and I'll put up some pictures on patreon.com, where I'd love to have your support as patron of this podcast. Way of the Bird King, Bainbridge Island is the name of the project. How did we come up with that name?
The Way of the Bird King is part of the overall project that Thomas is working on. He started in the East Coast, and he's doing, I think, there are six trolls in the Northwest project, and then there are four trolls that he's building on the East Coast and making his way across. So the Way of the Bird King is the overall project name, and he's actually leaving birdhouses all along the way, as that's how the trolls find their way out to the Pacific Northwest.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I think I saw a troll in Kentucky already.
Did you really?
Yeah. And explain to the people that are listening what these trolls look like and what they're made of.
You know, it's really funny because when I first heard the project about troll, I kind of chuckled to myself and I was like, what? What is this? And then I did take a look at the pictures and they're quite amazing. Each one is unique. And they're roughly about 15 feet high if it's standing and 15 feet long if it's laying down or doing something else.
Two-story building.
Yeah. They're pretty dramatic. They're made all from recycled materials, mostly recycled materials. Some of the structural stuff on the inside needs to be, found or recycled from other buildings, or sometimes you purchase that new or acquire that new. But essentially it's all recycled pallets and people's shingles from roofs and twigs and sticks,
and is this cool art made to decompose over time and just vanish, basically?
Yeah, different things have happened with it. The project is supposed to be up for a minimum of 3 years. Well, this is where Parks comes in, because our maintenance will be able to continue to maintain the troll for as long as we can. There are specific instructions as to how to maintain the trolls. Some of the trolls that have been built have been actually moved. So if it started out in one location, I don't know how they did it, but they may move it to another location, things like that. So I anticipate our troll being around for quite some time, but eventually that is the plan. It's not a permanent structure, no.
Yeah, I can just imagine a young kid walking and looking up at the sky all of a sudden and seeing this massive giant. And where their imagination would take them.
Well, I've talked to a number of teachers on the island, and they are just over the moon with the educational opportunities that this offers, from drawing to imagining to writing to science to engineering to recycling to – it's endless what can come out of just having something like this inspiring or taking a look at. Yeah.
I was just thinking about walking on the beach or the woods and coming across a giant. Are we having a giant or a troll? Has that decision
We're
been
getting
made?
A troll.
We're getting a troll.
We're getting a troll.
Yeah. Love the Fremont troll. That's iconic as can be. Hopefully we can also bring in some tourism to see this troll.
I do anticipate that. There's a lot of people who are, I call them troll heads. They're kind of like dead heads, you know, and they like to follow his work and make a pilgrimage to each of these sites and, you know, kind of do fun with. And that's part of the whole sort of mystery around the location, is we want people to do exactly that, to sort of come upon this or to go troll hunting for them.
Look for the birdhouses. Now, I hear West Seattle and a few other places are getting trolls.
Yep. There are six partner sites for this Northwest Way of the Bird King. It's Bainbridge, Vashon Island.
Vashon, cool.
Vashon's getting one. West Seattle's getting one. Issaquah's getting one. The Nordic Museum is getting one. And then there's one down in Portland.
Where's the Nordic Museum?
That's in Ballard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Can we, besides financially, donate to this project? Because all artists and creators need support.
Yes.
Knock on wood here. Can we donate wood to this project? And if so, where can we donate that?
Yeah, you know, the community has been amazing. We put out a call just through our Facebook page about a month ago, and we had an overwhelming response. And so Parks Crew went around to various people's homes and picked up wood and picked up pallets. And so we're actually in a great spot in terms of donations. Ace Hardware is also being a partner for us. And if you've gone in their back lot, you can see a lot of those pallets lined up back there. The structural wood we have had donated as well, which is just pretty awesome. If you'd like to volunteer, we are asking people to help provide meals for the team while they're building. And we've got a friend who's helping to coordinate that. They're going to be staying, the build team will be staying on the island. We've got two host families for them. And so.
And how big is the build team? Because I would imagine it's got to be pretty big.
Yeah. We've got, because of the way that the builds are happening, they're sort of staggered. So Portland is going, and then we're getting the first one in Washington, and then they're going on from there. So we're going to have a small team for the first week. I think four or five are coming, and then towards the end of the build, everyone will come, the team of 12, which is traveling across the United States. And then we do have volunteers who are helping with that project as well. So I think even some of the barn folks are going to be out there a couple of days. And again, the community has been amazing. We've just gotten so much response. So volunteer spots are pretty full in terms of building.
That's
but
very
Tim,
cool.
If you want to get in, you know.
I'm in right here.
You gotta,
we're doing it right
you
know. Now. And I hope I get an invite to the Thomas Dambo Artist Talk and Reception at BEMA, Wednesday, August 16th, 6 o'clock to 8:30. That's going to be a big fundraising drive, and you can meet the artist and make a donation with your ticket, perhaps have him sign his very incredible book. Have you seen his book?
I have seen his book. So I'm going to tell you a little something while you're making a plug for us, which is so awesome. So the head and the hands and the feet are actually built in Denmark. And then they're put on a container ship and sailed across the ocean. And then they got unloaded to a warehouse in Seattle. And then the different site partners are picking up their head and hands. And on that on those pallets also were our boxes of these books that he's coming with. So there's a pretty limited amount of books as well.
Mm-hmm. And the book's called A Trail of 1,000 Trolls. Do you know how many trolls and giants he's made?
At least 100.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all over the world. I don't think he's at 1,000 yet, so somewhere in between there.
He's going to be the Chihuly of trails, trolls. Excuse me. Arts and Humanities is supporting this as well?
Yes, Arts and Humanities is our fiscal sponsor, which I'm super excited about. You know, just partnering with the art community is really a wonderful thing. And it again... bringing different groups together. We're partnering with Barn and Arts and Humanities and BEMA and Recycle, our Trash and Refashion, Sustainable Bainbridge, Parks. There's just so many people involved in it. It's really been super fun.
Well, the bystander is hopeful and happy that we're included on this. Coins for Trolls.
Yes, Coins for Trolls.
I love like a pallet drive. That's a really cool idea. But at the Bainbridge Island Museum of Art, I'm going to go off track for a second. A friend of mine came over on the ferry for the first time, and he's like, geez, art is right in your face. You know, I had never really thought about it because when I moved here, it wasn't there. And I've been there quite a few times for different events and screenings and just taking friends there and such. But he thought it was very substantial that you come off the ferry and you take that left and that Museum of Art is right there. And, kudos to you guys getting organized with them. But tell us a little bit about the coin drive.
Well, a big piece of the project is recycling and repurpose and reuse. And I think people have coins laying all over their house that are in jars and cans and things like that. And trolls really like to scoop up those extra coins. And so if you've got any extra coins and want to bring them down to the BEMA block party on August 5th, the troll will happily collect them. And I have a vision of a giant wheelbarrow full of coins that we kind of just roll into the bank. And it'd be just a super, like just kind of a very fun, playful way to participate without, you know, having to necessarily write a check. But if you want to write a check, you can do that as well.
Now, did you have to make a new nonprofit for this?
No, our Arts and Humanities is our fiscal sponsor. So basically the whole thing.
The money runs through them.
The money runs through them, yeah. So all donations are tax deductible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I should connect with them with the show as well. Hey, and I think there's a pretty cool Facebook page or Meta page or X page or whatever they're calling it nowadays, Friends of the Bainbridge Troll. And there's some photos there, and stay connected. And just there's a wave of enthusiasm for these things coming to the island. Let me step back here for a second. How do you see it affecting the community? Do you, 'cause like right now I feel like it's such a positive response and very little has even been shown or done. And I know gardening myself, you know, my wife was get rid of every gnome you have. And there was a serious disdain for gnomes. Trolls may be a little bit different. I've seen a few trolls on the island, actually, in people's yards and under bridges and stuff like that. How do you think the community is going to respond to this?
Well, I think that the troll is actually really bringing a lot of joy and bringing a lot of, spirit and art. And the mission behind it is, you know, environmental and sustainability and creativity and just joy. And so I hope it brings a lot of joy. And even just the partnerships that it's bringing together right now, like, you know, me sitting here talking to you is wonderful. And I'm hoping that that's what people do. Maybe they meet at the troll and have a cool experience and just it really doing something joyful for the community. And I think overall, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I wonder what the first day is going to be like when the location is. You know, because everybody's going to want their Instagram picture with their kid in front of the troll or whatever. But mm-hmm. It's like going to the Statue of Liberty or something. There's 1,000 people in your way from that picture.
Well, you don't have – well, hopefully you rush to it. But knowing that it's here, you don't maybe have to come that very first weekend.
Exactly. Anything else you want to get out about Thomas Dambo's trolls and the project?
It's just been so much fun to work on and really partner with these other organizations, on the other side of the water. And I actually met Thomas in February, came out to do a couple of site locations. And so that was really exciting. And I had an opportunity to hear him speak also at the University of Washington in February. And he's a really interesting guy. So I look forward to sharing sort of all of his passion and what inspires me so much about him, I think, is this idea. He just is not afraid. You know, mm-hmm. Who goes around the world building 15-foot trolls? But he does. And there's something inspiring about that to me. Just think big, go big, don't be afraid.
Well, I can't wait to meet Thomas and talk about his visions and what he gets out of it and how he derives joy for himself and for others. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's cool that the community has supported the arts, whether it be the Creative District, BEMA, you know, just the endless amounts of creative people out here, the celluloid, yeah. You know, there's people making good films out here on the island, very talented creators all over, and I really appreciate the community supporting artists and creators and such.
Yeah, and our new theater is going to be opening. The Buxton Center, I think, is opening. Yeah. I mean, so much is really bubbling up right now. It's exciting. Yeah.
Shout out to John Ellis. I know you put a lot of work into that. Yeah. And you can come talk about it some more, too. I always got a couple hours for you, buddy. Don, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. This was great. Appreciate it.
Thanks to the Parks Department from me and everybody else.
Great. And I guess you're going to come and meet Thomas in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, for sure. I'm clearing my schedule, 100%. You got me back in this gloom tomb here that's just struggling to keep the wires going. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And look forward to talking to you again soon. You've been listening to Bystander. Be kind.